U.S. and Russian military officials meeting for a third time Wednesday, saying they're close to an agreement to avoid risky contact in the skies over Syria. But their warplanes are already coming dangerously close. Two U.S. and two Russian aircraft came within miles on Saturday, so-called visual range, before they moved away.
You need to make sure that you can continue to answer all bells, as we say in the Navy, and that means having an assurance of safe and professional conduct, in this case by the Russian side.
Russia insists its fighter jets intended no harm.
Our jet turned and approached it, not to scare someone, but to identify the object and whom it belonged to.
The close encounter comes as Russian aircraft continue to shadow U.S. drones monitoring the border with Turkey amid a massive expansion of Russian air and ground operations inside Syria.
We've seen some unprofessional behavior from Russian forces.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter calls Russia's actions in Syria a mistake, saying that of the 80 airstrikes the Russians have conducted so far, only a fraction have struck ISIS targets.
Russia has chosen to double down on their long-standing relationship with Assad, committing additional military hardware, capabilities, and personnel. We have not, for our part, and will not, agree to cooperate with Russia as long as they continue to pursue a misguided strategy.
Relations with Moscow made more tense with a new Dutch investigation concluding it was a Russian-made and supplied missile system that shot down the Malaysian passenger jet MH17 over Ukraine last July.